You're listening to Kathy is In with Kathy DeBono.
Live.
Aren't we live every week?
wasn't that cool though?
Yeah.
what does the guy say before the UFC fight? I can't.
Let's get ready to rumble.
No, that's boxing.
And I like that better than
we are live.
Yes. And I think that's cheesy and not as good as let's get ready to rumble.
Well, I don't.
Well, we disagree.
I also think that, you know, compared to UFC, boxing is now cheesy.
Well,
if all you can do is box, some UFC guy is going to kick your butt.
Okay. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's your opinion.
No, that's pretty much fact.
That's your opinion.
Just saying.
Guys, I'm here today, in case you don't recognize who I'm with. There's my lovely fiancé and co-producer, Jill Bennett.
Thank you.
And the ever modest Jill Bennett.
Who's giving herself a hand at the controls. And then there is our other co-producer, Becca Cates.
Yep.
Yay!
I knew you were going to do that.
Yay!
I knew you were going
to
do that.
Before we go anywhere, little Becca Cates, I have to give you a little moment to yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, this week, Becca Cates completed her master's program at USC Graduate School in the Stark Production Program. It is not an easy program to get into nor complete. Give her another hand.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. She graduated.
Yay!
Okay, all right.
Someone, sorry.
Did you have too much espresso?
I don't know.
Good heavens. Jill's like crazy with the buttons over there.
Yeah.
We're going to her graduation on Friday.
Tomorrow.
That ought to be.
She's graduating. We're very, very proud.
You know what?
Of you.
I told you you didn't have to go, but you wanted to, and I got you tickets.
Of course. I'm going to be there, but I'm going to complain about the boredom of graduations. It's just two sides of the same coin.
You know what? Sometimes I cry. I cry there, and I cry at weddings.
Well, you know what? I'm going to cry. Tears of joy and happiness.
And it's over.
And of unemployment.
Yes. You're not really unemployed.
And
well,
lack of health
that.
Insurance.
Lack of health insurance. Well, join the
club.
Yay! All right, that's an old story. I'm so used to not having health insurance. It's like, whatever.
Yeah.
Who has health insurance anymore?
Some people.
Well, let's not even get into talking about insurance companies. I can't.
I don't know.
Becca?
I have nothing to talk about.
Becca, sit back. Okay.
Why?
Nothing. That was a joke.
Oh.
It was...
Hey, later in the show, actress Tracy Dinwiddie is joining us. She is from the CW show Supernatural.
Yeah, and what I learned today is the CW used to be the WB.
Uh-huh. That's true.
Who knew?
I did. I told
did.
You.
That's right. Somebody did. Tracy plays the blind psychic on that show.
The blind psychic.
Wow. So she sees without seeing.
You are so smart.
You are.
That's why you're going to go on to produce really creative movies. Because you are smart.
Okay.
That got really weird and quiet there for a second.
It did.
We're also going to be talking about online dating tips because we've found that we have some friends who are online dating right now. And
some friends. I'm looking at Becca Cates.
We have...
Wow. Wow.
For those of you who might know Becca Cates, she's available, guys. She's going to kill me right now.
She's going to kill
available.
You after the show.
She's quite a catch, I'd say.
Yeah, she's...
I am a catch.
She is a catch.
But I have high standards. Sometimes.
Sometimes. We'll get into that later.
We're going to talk about that later.
We're going to talk about online dating later and some of the things that Becca's discovered. Maybe we'll hear some of her stories because they're kind of fun. So we're going to talk about do's and don'ts.
Yes.
We came up with a list of them. Also, quickly, here's some announcements. Jill and I are going to be at Munich Pride in Germany this July. So if you're anywhere, you know, around town, pop by and see us.
July 13th is the date of, I think we're appearing at some...
we don't know the details yet.
We don't know, but we're also screening season two.
Right.
And we're thinking of going to Berlin as well.
For those of you who don't know what season two is, We Have to Stop Now is an online series that Jill and I did together. It's a comedy, and they also play as features. So season two is playing as a feature.
If you have any travel tips for Munich or Berlin, please send them our way.
Oh, sure.
Because we've been helped out a lot in the past by people giving us travel
tips. I want to hear about haunted
tips.
Places. If you know any haunted
places,
I want to go
castles.
See some haunted German ghosts.
Stuff like that.
See.
Well, concentration camps, I'm sure, are haunted.
All right.
We're going to go to one.
Way to bring it down, Becca Cates.
I'm just saying, that's
we're gonna
what's
go
around
to one.
In Germany.
We're going to go to one.
Yes. And the last little note we want to tell you is that on July 14th, there's a brand new show premiering on Well, I don't know what day it's premiering, but the episode
premieres in June.
Premieres in June. Okay, so there's a brand new show premiering in June on the OWN network, that's Oprah's network, called Real Life the Musical. And we just wanted to clue you in to set your DVRs for the one playing on Saturday night, July. Sorry, Saturday night, July 14th. Jill and I are in it. It's a reality show. They caught a very personal moment, is all we'll say, but we wanted to share it with you. So set your DVRs.
Yeah.
We'll be in Germany, not able to watch.
No, exactly. Tell us how it went.
Luckily, we have DVRs. So, okay. So the first thing I woke up to today, or not woke up to, but I came back from the gym, turned on the TV.
Yesterday.
Or yesterday?
It was yesterday.
What's the difference, really?
Yeah.
All the days just blend into one.
It's true.
Obama coming out as a gay marriage supporter.
Yes.
Isn't that fantastic?
It's amazing. And yes. Biden did it on Sunday, and they're saying that might be why Obama, he kind of forced his hand a little bit.
Right.
But I don't care.
I don't care either.
I'm thrilled about it.
I think it's great. But now what we have to say to our community is, okay, all you stuffy, complainy people, stop complaining. He had, a few more important things to take care of.
Right.
I mean, I think our civil rights are top-notch important. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But were they more important than dealing with the war in the Middle East? Not really.
Well,
you got to put things in perspective.
Yeah, I mean, some of the gay elite, as certain people will call them, such as Dustin Lance Black, wrote a really, I thought, rather scathing op-ed piece about how Obama hadn't officially come out in support of gay marriage. And I thought it was, and he got a lot of backlash for it, and I thought he kind of deserved it. I was like, dude, back off.
Seriously, back off. I felt this way for the last 4 years. People, just complaining. They haven't seen him do anything. I'm like, look at what he inherited. Give the man a chance.
But he has done something.
Seriously.
He overturned Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Mm-hmm. He said that they wouldn't, they would no longer enforce DOMA. Like, those are two huge things alone in less than 4 years.
Yeah. Well,
so...
But, anyway, we now need to get behind him because there's an election at the end of this year.
Yes.
And I want to make this clear because I was talking to someone who is... sort of our age group, and she lives in Colorado. We were talking about voting, and she's like, oh, I don't bother to vote, which mm-hmm. really rubbed me the wrong way. And mm-hmm. I asked her why, and she goes, well, Obama pretty much has it in the bag, so why bother?
That's not
This is such
true.
A common way of thinking, and mm-hmm. it's why the Republicans
George
don't
Bush
think that way. The Republicans get out of bed, and they go vote every single time.
Right.
The Democrats are lazy, the universe will take care of it, and everything's going to be fine. Everything is not going to be fine.
Yeah.
You have to get out, and you have to vote.
Well, especially the younger voters, they're the worst. They don't vote because they don't think it matters, and they don't think it affects them.
It absolutely matters. It absolutely affects them. Just go back and do a little, just a little pontificating on what would the world be like if George Bush hadn't been in office for 8 years?
Yeah.
How might they be different? Just by looking at the things that he did, imagine they didn't happen or they went another way.
Yeah.
Just think about it. And when you think about, voting, it doesn't really matter. It does matter. Every tiny little dollar that you get is a dollar in the bank. If you just keep tossing them out the window, you don't have any.
Well, and even in your local elections, think about Prop 8. That was a local thing. And there were people that didn't even, they were like, oh, Prop 8, I didn't even know about that. I might have even voted the wrong way, not knowing.
A lot of people voted the wrong way.
Because it was a really confusing bill.
They worded it confusingly. So yeah. I'm like, it is really important to vote. So,
anyway,
there's our little soapbox moment.
If you want someone like Obama who's willing to fight for the civil rights of all of us, which, there's a lot of us in this country, not just a bunch of rich white people. So if you mm-hmm. want someone fighting for you, get off your butt. Go out at your lunch hour and vote. It has to happen. All right.
I agree.
I'm stepping down off that.
Well, speaking of gay, or not, John Travolta.
John Travolta. Right before we left the house, we
allegedly, we've been told by our lawyer friend Ruskin, do we always say allegedly so as to avoid a lawsuit?
Which might happen
because he is a Scientologist.
Well, I just say I saw it on the TV. What happened is two male massage therapists have gotten together and they are suing John Travolta for, quote, sexual assault.
Hmm. Well, for I think groping. Or
is that it? Sexual
weren't they groping him?
No, I think he was self-pleasuring himself.
No, I didn't hear that.
Yes, that's
Oh, you heard that?
Yes, I heard that.
All right, I saw an interview with the massage therapist's joint lawyer that they're using, whose name is really interesting, and I'm not even going to try and say it. But I saw before we left the house, I saw him talking about it, and he said that John Travolta was on the table, and he kept removing his, you know, he's totally naked. He kept removing his blanket, and he kept, you know, reaching out and touching the guy's, the massage therapist's genitals, and this is the story. And you know, living in this town, you and I have heard a million stories from a million different people that John Travolta is gay or bisexual or however
allegedly.
You want to look at it. Allegedly.
He's allegedly.
Yeah.
I myself knew a stuntman 15 years ago who told me that he had a personal experience with John Travolta, you know, flirting with him. And he's not gay, but he just felt flattered by it.
I worked with an actress who was very good friends with him back in the 80s, and she said that he was considering coming out because stories like this were coming up in the press, and he, but before that could happen, the Church of Scientology got a hold of him and, you know, partnered him up and
made
it straight. Yeah, well, they should frighten you because they are going to sue the hell out of whoever these people are, and that's how Scientology buries these gay stories a la Tom Cruise. This is how they do it.
Well,
they,
yes, because suing people is really a spiritual, religious thing to do.
Well, they're not spiritual at all. That's not what Scientology is about.
Well, it's a church.
In case you didn't know. It's not, though. It's Do you know about Scientology? We should cover it on...
That's a whole other show, though.
Yeah, that's
totally
a whole
other
show.
There's a lot going on there, and we both have our own experiences with, you know, that popping up and people in our lives and stuff like that.
Yeah, that
is true.
That'd
be interesting.
That is true.
So when we come back from the break, we are going to have with us actress Tracy Dinwiddie. She plays Pamela Barnes, the blind psychic on the CW show Supernatural. We also know her from a few other things. And later in the hour, we're going to check in with Lynn after we talk about online dating. I got a little joke to play on her. Stay with us.
Stay tuned. Kathy will be right back.
Licensed psychotherapist and coming out specialist Kathy DeBono is now available to provide the counseling and coming out support that you need to take this vital and necessary step. Kathy now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use Instant Messenger or communicate through an email exchange. With Kathy's help, you will thoroughly examine your unique life circumstances and create a plan that is tailor-made for you. For more information, go to KathyIsIn.com.
Lucky Dog Leather Jewelry Collections feature the hottest leather accessories around. At Lucky Dog Leather, we offer a wide variety of handmade leather belts, wristbands, and some of the coolest bracelets you will find anywhere. We custom make every piece to order so you get exactly the style and fit you've been looking for. Our original designs have been the choice of Star of Dexter, Michael C. Hall, American Idol winner, Lee DeWise, and the voice finalist, Vicky Martinez. Go to LuckyDogLeather.com and set your cool free.
Blogspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to blagaspot.com and get your free quote today. That's BLAGASPOT.com. Blagaspot. We're up to interpretations.
Hello, welcome back. We are here with the lovely, gorgeous, talented, flying trapeze artist, West African drummer, yogi, practitioner, actress. What did I leave out?
Fruitcake.
Fruitcake.
Yay!
That's my favorite one. Tracy Dinwiddie. Tracy and I met a couple of years ago when you were auditioning for a short film that Jane
That's
Clark produced
right.
called The Touch.
We read together.
We read together. Yeah. That's on that moment. Yeah. Tracy made me... flush
when
a little bit.
Single.
Yes, I was single.
That's okay. Yeah, it's all right. You're allowed to have chemistry
yes,
with
and
people.
She walked out and I said to Jane, cast her. She's got the charisma.
Thanks.
So welcome, Tracy. Thanks
Thank
for coming.
You. I'm so happy to be back. Or
yeah.
Actually, I mean, we did a show, What's Your Problem, on
That's
radio,
right.
but we haven't done the radio show
yes.
together.
Yeah, so. Lean into your mic so we can hear you.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Come
lean
on in.
Into it.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah, Tracy was on an episode of What's Your Problem, which was a video blog I did a few years back. If you just look for that on YouTube, you'll find it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you know, people are still finding that all the time.
I know.
You were so forthcoming.
I get so many amazing letters from your
blog from that specific episode.
Well, you shared so many core personal, you know, trials and tribulations of your life that day. And people still find that video blog and write to me and tell me that, you know, they're happy they found you. And it's just, it's so great.
That
it's
was
so
a great experience for me, too. It was such a cozy little nest, you and Jane and myself.
Yeah,
and
on the floor in my living room.
Tea, and you were sick. You were just healing.
That's right. I was sick. I was like, you guys talk. I'm just going to sit
here. Talk amongst yourselves.
So I've never asked you about this. We've never talked much about this, but I'm curious about the show Supernatural.
Oh, yeah.
And the role you play on there. I have to tell you, I haven't seen it.
Okay.
But I know you play a blind psychic.
I do. It's such a kick butt role. Can I say?
You can say butt.
Say butt.
You can say butt,
okay.
Yes. I don't know if you can say ASS.
Yeah, I think you can.
I think we can.
I can Google it.
Ellen DeGeneres says it. Come on.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway, she's a real tough cookie. She's Ramones-obsessed rocker kind of psychic. Who flirts unapologetically with these two fantastically good-looking stud muffins who happen to play brothers on this show. And that's Jared Padalecki and Jensen Ackles. And, they brought me on in the fourth season opener. And overnight, people were curious, and suddenly the things that I put up on YouTube and my website that was way out of date, and every bit of information about me was blogged and vlogged and questioned and posted in the cyber
world. That'll learn you.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Lots of stuff out there, folks.
So, you know what else I've never asked you about? How would you describe yourself as an actor? Are you a method actor? Do you have some other way you would describe yourself? Because I started to wonder how you prepared for a blind psychic part.
Right. No, I started actually with method. My very first teacher on the East Coast was method. Before I even knew what it was, I was, you know, exploring the fake coffee cup and taking a naked shower. Well, of course, usually I take naked showers. But one summer I babysat a bird and I took showers with a shirt because the bird would, grab on you.
Yes.
So yes, there's a difference. But
had a particularly dirty torso that summer.
I was protecting the bird from my grime. I do have specific styles in which I approach things, but they do vary a lot. With something like playing blind, when I was on the set on the day, I would practice with my eyes open because I know things that other people wouldn't, you know, being a psychic. And then I would do it with my eyes closed. And then we'd put in the polyamor contacts.
Oh.
And oftentimes, though, even though I mapped it out, my hips would just stray and people would have to grab a hold of my hips and point me in the right direction and hopefully make the mark.
Could you not see with those contacts?
No, you cannot. Oh. Only light.
Jill, you wear contact lenses on that wonderful show, Dante's Cove.
Yeah. And I'm already blind anyway, so I had to take my real contact lenses out and put these on top of it.
Blind
and
as a bat.
It was awful.
Yeah, it was something
like
else.
Michael Jackson Thriller moment. It was really cool.
Oh, yeah.
It's very funny.
It is hard to hit your mark, though, with those things in.
Isn't it?
Yeah, totally.
I wear more demonic eyes in a new film that's coming out. I think it's going to be coming out in Brazil first.
Really?
Hmm. Yes, called Destiny Road. And I make a change.
Ooh, what sort of change?
Oh, well,
some
more
sort of
will be
transformation.
Revealed. Yes, but all I do. Right. I do go demonic.
Demonic. Yes.
I told you I needed a nap.
Yes.
on that film.
Yeah.
So
what's new? What are you doing now? What do you got going on?
Well, besides hanging from ropes and trapeze bars, I just put myself...
Willingly, people. She's doing it willingly.
My sadistic little self. No, I just put myself on tape for such a fantastic role yesterday. And, you know, I'm going out for some really juicy roles. Unfortunately, even with my experience... And somewhat of a recognizable name, it is still often, you go through the whole process, you see producers, and then they make an offer out. Or, you know, I'm in that front-running line, and right. I just, I've had so many near misses.
When she says they make
lately.
An offer out, guys, for those of you that don't get it, she doesn't really, she's not saying to her. They make an offer to, like, some name actor or something. They're just trying to get someone with a name.
With a more recognizable name.
They put you through it, and then
name.
They try to get someone with a more recognizable name. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
That's the harsh reality.
Lots of near misses lately.
But that's good. You're still getting seen and meeting people and making your impression, and I'm sure anyone who watches you audition will have you back.
Yeah, I think so. I've got some, you know, some great fans that I have won in casting directors, and they do bring me back, and it's nice to feel that respect and knowing that, you know, they're just looking for a place for me.
Yeah.
I mean, to have Taraji P. Henson take the role that I did really well at is a good thing.
Yeah.
Darn good thing. So,
that is a darn good
thing. Yeah, yeah, I should feel good about it.
Okay, I have to ask you about the West African drumming.
Right on.
Right on. How long have you been doing that?
Gosh, on and off for... I don't know how many years now. Maybe, am I nearing 2 decades? I might be.
Wow.
But it's
wow.
been a while. I actually haven't been playing as much because I have a new set of drums that I'm exploring called the Hung.
It sounds a little dirty, but
I know, right? It is quite the opposite. It's very harmonious and melodic, and it's kind of like a steel drum, but it's an Audi steel drum. In other words, it looks like a flying saucer.
I got what you meant when you said that.
Yeah, you did. You totally had
well,
the
visual.
Well,
first I pictured the concave one.
Right?
And then I picked,
an Audi. Yeah.
I pictured a car. I was like, an Audi.
Oh, my God.
Of
course.
Yeah, but the West African drumming, I started that years ago in Wilmington, and a great friend of mine needed some help moving some things in her space, and she had this little Ashiko drum in her apartment, and I started bouncing my hands off of that thing, and she said, just take it. I was like, are you kidding me? She said, yeah, take it. So I did, and I started playing to music, and then I found drum circles, and then I found that there were beautiful traditional West African rhythms that I could study that were part of rituals that help people celebrate coming to a new level in their lives, to honoring simply making food for the day.
Right.
So it was just a gorgeous way to ritualize.
Is it a part
music.
Of your spiritual practice?
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm house hunting in my mind and heart.
Got it.
I so want a couple of good bookings because I want to be practicing more and bringing that back into my daily life. And it's hard in LA, you know, getting across town, it's like going to another state practically.
Yeah.
And my drum classes shifted from a more local facility to much further away. Mm. So it's so hard to get out there. And drumming in my apartment would, you know, my little treehouse, it like blares it out to everybody.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. So the Hung is actually nice because I can get away with it.
Again,
and people
still
like
sounds
it.
Dirty.
I know. Well, you just go there.
Yeah, I know. Why is it?
She does. I read that you were working on, because you know we do online, you know, we're fans of the online world. You're working on a web series or a video blog. I don't know which, how you would describe it. But what is that?
Yeah, well, one in particular that I'm really trying to focus on is a wacky tale of a woman going through the throes of perimenopause.
Interesting.
And, yeah.
A wacky tale.
Yes. It's. I like wacky. I like quirky.
I would never guess that.
Nah. And plus, it's more fun that way. I think as women, speaking for myself, I know it's very scary to grow older and change and have hormonal shifts and want to tear your hair out or somebody else's in a moment's flash just because of some hormonal shift and dealing with stretch marks and gray hairs and random forgetful
Stop
thoughts.
Looking at me!
You know? So I thought, well, why not find a way to pay homage to that experience, because it's there. It happens to all of us. And it's almost like we're so afraid of growing older that it's like we're killing ourselves and we're dying of that fear of growing older, you know? And so I wanted to be encouraging in some fun, freaky, deaky way.
I think that's fantastic.
Thanks.
I mean, especially in our culture, we don't celebrate that part of a woman's life.
I know.
That woman reaches
she
that
drops
part of
off
her
the
life.
Planet on, in the media
yeah.
post 30 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
And they become, well, let's just turn away from her until she's an older woman, and then she can play those old lady parts.
Right.
But right now, while she's perimenopausal or menopausal, there's nothing to do with her.
Yeah, it's like no man's land from, like, 30 to 55.
And you know
yeah.
What's really sad about that is that's when women are at their most interesting.
I agree.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is when they're at... I've always found women of that age, this might be a little weird, but the sexiest.
Fascinating and sexy to the core.
Even
absolutely.
When I was a teenager, women in their 40s were the sexiest to me.
So beautiful. So beautiful. And rich, and like we're at our prime. You know, I'm here. I'm right at it. I'm on the peak looking at it, and I feel all of that coming through me. And there's this new respect you have for your body, too, and how you have to stretch it out more and spend more attentive time so that you can engage in these things that you love and
delight
you.
I've got a love-hate relationship with my body right now.
Do you? Yeah. Ooh, let's talk about that.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to keep Tracy with us because I don't want her to go away yet.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk about our top 10 online dating do's and don'ts. And stay with us. That's it.
Stay tuned. Kathy will be right back.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Blogspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to blagaspot.com and get your free quote today. That's BLAGASPOT.com. Blagaspot. We're up to interpretations.
Lucky Dog Leather Jewelry Collections feature the hottest leather accessories around. At Lucky Dog Leather, we offer a wide variety of handmade leather belts, wristbands, and some of the coolest bracelets you will find anywhere. We custom make every piece to order so you get exactly the style and fit you've been looking for. Our original designs have been the choice of star of Dexter, Michael C. Hall, American Idol winner, Lee DeWise, and the voice finalist, Vicky Martinez. Go to LuckyDogLeather.com and set your cool free.
Okay, guys, we're back. The other day I was sitting on the couch with Becca Cates as she cruised OkCupid, and
what?
Come on, everybody does.
Whatever.
Who cares? Everybody does. In fact,
no privacy.
When Becca's doing that, Jill and I sort of sit down next to her. Yeah, it's this mic right here.
Yeah, I dealt with it.
Okay. We sit down and cruise it with you because it's so interesting. Mm-hmm. And we started sitting there going, now don't ever do this and always do that. And so we made a list. So Jill's going to cry them out and we're going to pick them apart.
Okay.
Let's do it.
First and foremost, your profile photo should be of you and you only.
Yeah.
You and you only, and don't wear sunglasses.
Now,
that
why can't
so...
they have, like, their friend in the picture or whatever? What's your thought process behind that?
Because this is not for you to date their friends. This is for you to see what they look like.
But what if you have four pictures of yourself available? The one where you feel like you look your best is with your best friend.
Then crop the friend
them
out. I don't want to be confused as to which one you are.
Exactly.
Because then if I meet you and it turns out that you're the ugly friend that I thought that you were in the picture, that sucks for me.
Oh, Becca.
Sorry, I'm just being
all
honest.
Right. We're being brutally
but no,
honest.
But there's nothing wrong. Hey, look, just because she finds someone ugly doesn't mean they are ugly. It means they're not attractive to Becca, and
exactly.
That's fair.
Right.
Which comes to the second point.
Yes.
Do not use an old or inaccurate photo.
Yes,
use
absolutely.
A photo that looks like you look now.
Well, and the best reason to do that, you guys, is because if someone does pick you and then you go out to meet them, the only thing you're going to think about on the way there is, oh, my God, I don't look like who they think I'm going to look like.
Right.
It's going to be an awful situation.
And I'll go further and say, you should have a slew, like, if you have more than one picture, which you should have, like, different angles so that it's not just all, like, I'm going to do a high angle shot, so I always look really skinny and my face looks a certain way. You should, like, get your whole body in there so I... Or have it. One knows what you look like.
That was a good save there, Becca.
Tracy, have you ever dated someone you met online?
No. Okay. I've never done online dating.
Well.
My mother has. It freaked me out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's
were you
freaky.
Worried about that?
I was very concerned.
Because what we're going to do in the fourth segment, and I'll just let everybody in on this right now, is we call my mom on this show. She's usually at work, and usually we irritate her. But I'm going to call her. And I'm going to tease her and tell her that we created a Match.com profile for her and that it's up and running. It's not really, but we're going to see if I can get her to believe that.
Yeah. Well, it's so popular now that it's like the second most popular way to meet somebody after being introduced through friends, which in...
I think it's a great way.
Oh, why, you know, I do too.
Yeah, why not use it? Why not open up your options?
There's a few reasons. I think it's a good idea for people who are like busy and trying to streamline, but... If you really think about how much information about a person that you're getting prior to even meeting them, you're kind of cutting down on the getting to know each other in an organic way. Like, you already know all these things about this person, which is a good thing. I mean, you're obviously going to screen some certain people out, but I also think you might also screen people out that you could otherwise have chemistry with.
That's true.
Because even Becca... will look at, like, the compatibility factor, and she's like, oh, we're 77% enemies. And I'm like, according to OkCupid?
Some piece of software.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I don't know. I think that it leaves a little to be desired in the human interaction.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I agree.
I totally agree. I think it's, like, the scent of a person is so important. You know, we're animals, and there's something about chemistry in each of our bodies, and... it's so specific, at least for me, and who I'm attracted to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You have
and
to
just
give
that
a chance.
The energy that you feel in person.
Yeah. Yeah. And those profiles, they have to be detailed enough that I know enough about you that maybe I'm interested in meeting you, but not so detailed that, like Jill said, I feel like I'm analyzing too much. I'm thinking too much. I'm going too deep into it. Like, you really just want to be, it's hard. It's got to be a really hard thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, we actually, since we've already sort of let the cat out of the bag.
We started creating one for Becca.
Yeah, we said.
You did?
Without, with you were
no,
there.
No, with you.
Oh.
Without me?
Yeah,
like, oh, no.
Well, because something else that.
Yeah, what's another do or don't?
Well, one of the things that I think we found with your profile is.
Oh, God, what?
Putting that you are.
Don't say it.
Ooh, Becca just got really worried.
Okay, no, I'm not going to say that then.
I know.
Everybody
what she's
is flocking to OkCupid right now to find Becca's profile.
You'll never find
what's
me.
What's her current?
No,
no, you are not
that.
Doing that.
That's rude.
That's
oh come
that's
on.
No,
rude.
You're not doing that. They can find me on their own. Hopefully they won't.
Hopefully they will. That's the secret.
You never know. She could be out there.
Well, I was gonna say that your profile name shouldn't be too like sexual in nature.
No.
Because that kind of and some of the answers on like we were reading this just before. Becca, relax, okay? You're making me nervous right now. We were just reading some girl's profile and everything in the profile was sexual. Like, I'm sitting here naked eating strawberries. What do you like to do on a Friday night? Lay naked and think of you and all this kind of like. What, you know, unless I guess you're just on there
she
to...
She could just go straight to Craigslist and put up an
that's
ad.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, my God. Craigslist is hysterical.
For personal ads.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Because that's something that we've done on a Friday night for fun. Go through and read and look at the personal
those
ads.
Those pictures, man.
People put up photos of their private parts.
Their private parts.
On Craigslist.
You know what? Unless I am interested in you and I've got a whiff of your scent and all that, I don't want to see your private parts.
I don't either.
I don't either.
I'm not interested.
Yeah, but that's not really online dating. We're talking about a whole different thing there.
Yeah, see, there's a fine line. You got to be careful that you don't attract the wrong people.
Mm-hmm. Right? Unless you want the wrong people.
Well, then they're the right people.
There is that. Yeah.
What's the next one, honey?
Make the first communication interesting and, you know, don't just be like, hey, let's have
coffee. What are you doing today?
Yeah.
Some of them are like, how are you? And I'm like, what?
Okay, wait a minute. I'm going to play devil's advocate here. What? Give someone a break. right? I mean, what can they how are you? Hi, how are you?
No, they can start it like that.
They're trying to open a conversation. What else are they supposed to do?
Okay, well, I'll tell you. I believe what something you can do to show that you're interested in them is you see something on their profile. Let's say, like, I don't know, they like surfing, and you like surfing. Then you say, oh, I see that you like surfing. I love surfing. Have you been to blah, blah, blah beach? They have great waves or something.
I see.
Do you know what I mean? So you, like, actually, like, show an interest in them and offer something. I think that's a great way.
That's good. I like it.
And that means that you've taken the time to actually read their profile, and that shows that you're actually really interested in them. And I think that's a good way to approach
someone. You know
what
I found the trickiest piece of this when we were, like, playing around with your profile and trying to think of something? A profile ID is really tricky.
The name.
It kind of stumped me. Like, anything you think of is cheesy.
Yeah.
Anything you think of comes across as, like, you want to roll your eyes at it.
I know.
I can't think of one.
Yeah, we kind of did that again today. We were looking at all the names, and we were like, that's lame. That's silly. Right. What does that mean?
Yeah,
I don't know what that means.
Purple dinosaur. Yeah. Like, what does that even mean?
I mean, you know, therefore no one can win,
they
really.
They like Barney?
Yeah.
No. And that makes you go, no.
They play Barney on Hollywood Boulevard? I don't know.
Oh, my God. Barney is there on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah.
Jill was assaulted by SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh,
she
you're
was
kidding.
God. It was.
And he was trying to make her laugh. It was hysterical.
Well, he pegged her right away as, like, a stone-faced Krabby Apple.
And he was, like, wiggling all in front of her, and she was just, like,
we were there, we brought my mom.
She was deadpanning him.
My mom was watching the street dancers, and she was having so much fun. My mom was so cute. And then I turned around, and I looked at Jill, and she was literally cornered between SpongeBob and a building. And he was just, like, wiggling up on her, and she told me later that he was going, I'm going to make you smile. I'm gonna make you smile.
And I'm like, leave.
She was just stone-faced.
Hollywood Boulevard, and there's 9,000 tourists, and the sun is beating down on me, and I'm trying to stay in the shade, and I don't like crowds, so it was like,
SpongeBob assaulted her.
It was awful.
You hated being. She was there only for my mom's sake. You hated it so much, you drew him to you.
I know.
He picked you out as Krabby Apple challenge face.
You should have just fake laughed.
I know, but after a while, like, my competitive self was like, no.
I'm not going to smile,
you, SpongeBob.
You set him down. I'm not going to smile, SpongeBob.
Exactly. That's
I'm
how competitive
gonna make you
Jill
smile.
Is.
I'm going to make you smile.
She is competitive. I play poker with her.
Yes, that's right.
We're going to play poker again in Cozumel.
I know. I'm scared. I'm just
Why?
Plain
you
scared.
Did fine.
Are you kidding me?
Didn't you? You did
okay,
fine
yeah,
in the tournament.
Okay, yeah. At the practice tournament, I did all right. But
what happened?
At the tournament, I was out, you know, near the end of the first round.
Oh, you were? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, because you play very aggressive.
You were pretty ticked off, too. I did play aggressively.
Well, because Gloria Bigelow was...
She kicked my batukas.
You know what? She doesn't know how to... Wait, let me explain something. Gloria does not know how to play poker.
What?
So she just kept calling every bet. She's like, I just learned how to play last night. And I was like, I'm going to kill you.
Listen, it never fails. That's the person that wins.
I know.
I've never seen it fail.
Every bet I made, she'd call, and then we'd see her cards, and she caught cards every single time, and she took like 5 people out that way.
Real quick, I just want to tell the listeners what we're talking about. We did a charity benefit in Vegas last year. We had a poker tournament, and Tracy came and played, and we're doing it again in Cozumel on a suite vacation. Is there a name for it? No.
I think it's Cozumel.
Just Cozumel.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Keep it clear.
It's easy.
I had it. I didn't even know it. But we're going to be in Cozumel in September. I think that's sold out now.
I think it is.
You can look into it by going to discoversuite.com. And we're going to do it again in Cozumel next year. So if you're interested in making your plans for a vacation.
Really early.
Come to Cozumel.
It's smart to do that, though.
Yeah,
it is. Mm-hmm. It is. Well, we got way off track there, but...
we did. Get back to it.
SpongeBob poker, Gloria Bigelow.
SpongeBob is playing poker with Gloria Bigelow.
That's awesome. Let's hear one more dating
The last one, and I think this is really important, is don't talk about your ex or any really negative, awful things in your life on your profile.
Yeah.
They'll have plenty of time to find this out later.
Right, you're the Debbie Downer on the first date.
You're trying to put your best foot forward here, and you're trying to... attract a mate. Mm-hmm. So don't talk about your ex. That's just cheesy.
And also, if you have a child, you should mention it.
Yes.
You should
mention
it.
That sounds like a story, but I know it isn't.
Listen, don't hide anything about yourself that you think is going to keep someone from wanting to meet you, because one day you're going to hopefully want to be in an intimate relationship with this person, and you want it all to be out on the table.
Mm-hmm. So true.
You know, just accept yourself with all the things that come with you.
Including your age also.
Oh, yes. Don't be honest about everything.
No. That's a story, but I'm just saying.
We're going to talk about
that
next time.
Are you guilty of this?
No, no. I'm just frustrated with women who don't tell the truth about their age.
Yeah, yeah. Don't lie about your age. Yeah.
All right.
Becca does have a story on that one.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get my mom on the phone. She's at work. We're going to tell her we put her up on Match.com and see if she buys it.
I love prank calls.
Stay tuned. Kathy will be right back.
Licensed psychotherapist and coming out specialist Kathy DeBono is now available to provide the counseling and coming out support that you need to take this vital and necessary step. Kathy now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or communicate through an email exchange. With Kathy's help, you will thoroughly examine your unique life circumstances and create a plan that is tailor-made for you. For more information, go to kathyisin.com.
Lucky Dog Leather Jewelry Collections feature the hottest leather accessories around. At Lucky Dog Leather, we offer a wide variety of handmade leather belts, wristbands, and some of the coolest bracelets you will find anywhere. We custom make every piece to order so you get exactly the style and fit you've been looking for. Our original designs have been the choice of star of Dexter, Michael C. Hall, American Idol winner, Lee DeWise, and the voice finalist, Vicky Martinez. Go to LuckyDogLeather.com and set your cool free.
Lagaspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to blagaspot.com and get your free quote today. That's BLAGASPOT.com. Blagaspot. We're up to interpretations.
Go for it.
Well, that was quite dramatic. I was like, what happened to Kathy? Did she have a stroke?
She went right up to the microphone and just didn't say anything.
I'm ready. I want to hear the phone ring. What's wrong? Why is that muffled? Do I sound weird? My earphones aren't on. What's happening?
Dr. Dayton's office.
Hi, Ma.
Hi, Lynn.
Oh, goodness. Hello, girls.
Hello, girls.
How's it going over there at Dr. Dayton's office?
Well, the rush just calmed down, so what's up?
Well, I have something to tell you, and I wanted to tell you during the show. And are you sitting down? Are you ready?
Yes, I'm at my desk. What's up?
Well, it's been, 11 years since Daddy passed, and I know nobody is Daddy, and I know no one's ever going to match up to him, and I agree with you, but I thought I'd go ahead and see what we can find out there for you, and Jill and Becca and I got online last night and created a Match.com profile for you.
Oh, my God.
We're going to put it live today. What do you think?
What do you mean you're going to put it live?
Well,
it's going to be out there,
which means all those lascivious men of your age are going to find your photo.
Unless you want us to put looking for younger men.
I don't think, well, that would be preferable, but I don't think, I don't think that's a good idea.
Why not?
They send me pictures all the time.
Are you already on Match.com?
I don't know how it happened, but it says Match. And they keep sending me every day 15 new little shots of different people, and I keep deleting them.
Wait, do you open it
up? Did you do this? You did this. No, that's why I'm getting these.
We're way off track here. No, I didn't do this. But wait a second. Do you open it up? Do you look at the pictures?
I look at the pictures, and I hit delete, delete, delete. Let me tell you, it's pathetic. One guy's dressed in a Santa suit. I mean, I am.
Santa suit. What else?
I'm waiting for Antonio Banderas' picture to come up. Then we're talking.
Okay. So only Antonio or men that look like Antonio.
Okay.
So,
that's so awesome.
So we put it up
there. No, you didn't do this. Did you really do this?
We did.
We did.
Oh, Lord.
Aren't you kind
of... What did you put in there?
Well,
Well, we talked about what a good cook you are.
Yeah. We put up pictures of you.
And what great skin you have.
And
good pictures did you put up
remember,
there?
Remember all those photos that we took at Christmas time?
Really?
That I hated?
No, there was good photos in there. You don't like any photo of yourself, Lynn, and you look beautiful in all of them.
Okay, go on.
Where is this going? We also needed to do something just a little more risque, so I found one from when we were kids.
That's the girl this week. What's on the agenda for this week? Do you want to hear what they're doing?
Yeah, I want to hear.
They're putting me on Match.com. I'm going to kill them.
Match.com?
I found an old picture of
you
mom when we were kids and we had the pool. I figured a picture of you and like, you know, it's tasteful. You have your one-piece bathing suit on. I put one of those up.
Well, that picture is how old? Now, don't be deceiving people. What? Are you crazy?
Well, Lynn, Lynn has
I have
a
enough
lot of...
suitors that come waltzing through the chiropractic office.
That's right. We've got two of them that are just dying.
Do you hear?
Yeah, tell us
they
about
They hang
them.
Out at my desk.
Yeah?
Who are they?
How old are they? Younger
How old
men
are
like
they?
You. I
How
remember you had like a 35-year-old.
56.
Ooh,
right. Oh, my 40-year-old got married. He left me.
Oh.
Remember him?
He couldn't get you to go out. Yeah, she wouldn't go out with him.
Mark.
You made him wait too long, Lynn.
He came to my house on a motorcycle.
That's
Wait a minute. He showed up at the house?
You hear, John?
Yeah, I heard him.
He had the
hots.
Oh, jeez.
He could hit the window. He knew my house. He knew what I had on the windows.
So
and
he's a stalker. So he's a stalker.
What sort of creepy stalkers frequent John's office?
No, girls, I don't know. What else would you like to know? Is this my Mother's Day gift? You're putting me on Match.com. You're trying to get rid of me or what?
Get rid of you? No, I just thought, you know, maybe you wanted a little fun.
Yeah.
Maybe you wanted a little fun.
We put up that we wanted someone with money.
Yeah. Someone with a vacation
with
home
money,
in
okay,
Hawaii,
right?
Preferably.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of money to leave your daughters.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. All right. If we can work out a deal, then that'll do.
So what? Seriously, how do you feel about this?
Seriously, you think I'm going to go out with somebody on Match.com? It's not happening.
What's going to happen when your phone starts ringing?
I am not a computer person. You're John.
Are you kidding me?
No. That's right, John. You tell him. He knows me well. I'm working here a long time now.
Yeah, I know.
No. I'm telling you, I look at these pictures and I laugh. One had no teeth. One had a Santa suit on. One had a baseball cap pulled way down with big dark glasses. What could possibly be under there?
You don't want to know.
Right, exactly.
Oh,
so,
geez. Well,
I'm perfectly fine just the way I am.
No, I know. I mean, we'll tell you, we're just kidding.
We didn't do that. You knew we were kidding, didn't you?
Yes, I do. My daughter would freak out if I went out with a stranger off of the Match.com thing.
That's kind of true.
Yeah.
I'd have to meet him first and threaten him.
Yeah, I know. All three of you talk up a good story, but if it ever happened,
Wait a minute. You know I'm the one that would follow through.
Yeah. I know. That's why you're 3,000 miles away.
Good point, Lynn.
Seriously, I thought
hello to Dr. John.
Okay.
Hello, Dr. John.
Hello.
Hi. Hello, Dr. John.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Girls. Guys, girls.
John, are you trying to pimp my mother out of your office? Are you trying to pimp her out there to your clients?
Am I trying to pimp her out?
Yeah.
Should I? Should I?
No.
I could.
No.
But
please don't.
I wouldn't dare.
No, please don't. It sounds like you have a parade of clients coming through there that are hitting on my mom.
You should see the ones that hit on her. I got to tell you.
Oh,
well. You laugh.
John, thank you. You guys, we got to go. Thanks for being here. What are our announcements today? If you're listening on LA Talk Radio, this is where we say goodbye. If you're listening on CBS New Sky Radio or basically anywhere else, stay tuned. We have some music coming up from Trusting Lucy and Lori Michaels. I want to thank actress Tracy Dinwiddie for being here. If you want to find Tracy, go to Groove Goddess on Twitter. That's the easiest, best way to do it.
Sure. Right? Yeah. Sure, that'll work.
Check her out. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Double or Nothing next week's show. You're on.
You're listening to Kathy is In with Kathy DeBono.
You're listening to Kathy is In with psychotherapist Kathy DeBono. For more information or to book a private session with Kathy, go to kathyisin.com. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in.
Can move so smoothly, especially baby, when you got something new to show me. I love to watch your mouth and your eyes have figured me out that I'm crazy. Thoughts at bay, but in my mind I escape on a silent wave. You got me riding high, slipping in close to your thigh. You drive me crazy, 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 crazy. The breath I long to steal, but first, dear, can I ask to be your last meal? Can get you out of my head just as long as I can keep you in my bed and go crazy.
Took me long to realize. want to move on. The world is seeing my bad days. We must chase and make so long. Dig it. Me and the girls ain't just a face. Don't mean to put the guilt on you, but I gotta do what I gotta do.
Psychotherapist Kathy DeBono. For more information or to book a private session with Kathy, go to KathyIsIn.com. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Do you feel like you need proven leadership because your life is losing its desired direction? Do you need affordable private coaching that will work for you and your schedule? If you've ever felt stuck in an uncomfortable life situation, here's the answer. Based on years of experience in life coaching, Lisa Phillips has written the amazing Coaching DIY Do-It-Yourself Manual. If you haven't heard of Lisa Phillips yet, you should. She's a certified neuro-linguistic programmer, and she regularly contributes to top self-improvement magazines around the world. Many people know what they would like to change in their lives, but don't have the knowledge or the resources on how to do something about it. This book reveals everything you need to know, from achieving exciting goals to identifying and releasing toxic emotions. With Lisa's ebook, everyone can easily take action to feel good right away. Get your copy now at amazingcoaching.com.au. That's amazingcoaching.com.au.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.